Hello, and welcome back to another episode of This Expat Life. My name is Amanda Maxime, and I will be your coach and host for today. And if you've listened to This Expat Life before, you know that this podcast is all about personal growth as an expat. And today for this episode, I wanted to share about three mistakes that I made myself while living in Rio for the past 6 months that have kind of impacted my stay, especially towards the end. And I want to share about these mistakes, one, to remind myself of these mistakes and what I should be doing going forward, whether that's at home or abroad again, but mostly number two, to help you learn from them as well, or to maybe use them as a little reminder of something that you can avoid, tweak, or add to your life to have the best, happiest time abroad. So a little recap for those who don't know, I am currently back in The Hague, the city where I live in the Netherlands on the coast, together with my two beautiful Brazilian cats who are, I think, playing outside right now. But I just spent 6 months in Rio de Janeiro, and this wasn't my first time in Brazil. I also lived in Brasilia for 3 years before when I was a diplomat. And this time I returned to Brazil as a digital nomad. So I'm a life coach for high achieving expats, and I continued my work there all remotely, all online. And while I loved being in Rio, especially in the first few months, and overall I was pretty happy with my move, I left feeling a bit, I'm kind of done with Rio. I don't know if you listened to one of my previous episodes, but I think in between the lines you can hear that I was just really tired of that place. And I mean that quite literally, because I wasn't sleeping there very well because of the noise. But there was more going on that I want to share about today. Stuff that had more to do with me and not so much with the city. And actually, the three mistakes that I'm going to share are not new mistakes to me. I find myself in these traps more often. And this is precisely why I'm recording this episode, because I want to be more mindful of it going forward. And I know I'm not the only one falling into these traps, because I shared them with some of my coaches already, and many said, oh yeah, I recognize that too. So hopefully this is also useful to you. But actually, I wanted to share something else first, and that is that I felt a bit of shame being open about these three mistakes, because while I was in Rio, I was already realizing that I was making them, and I felt a bit ashamed because I thought, I'm a life coach for expats. I have lived abroad so many times before. I know all these things, yet I did them and I kind of got stuck in it. And so, yeah, it felt a little bit embarrassing to admit it maybe, but I don't know, since a couple of years, I've really started showing up more authentically and openly, publicly embracing my own failures as well. And this has made life so much lighter for me. And it has also given a lot of connection with other people who recognized a lot in my stories. So that's why I'm also going to share about these mistakes in this podcast. And I realized that even though I might be a life coach for expats and I know about my personal pitfalls and I know the challenges of life abroad, me too. I also make mistakes. I also find it hard. I also have challenges sometimes. And it's always really comforting for me to hear that my own mentors sometimes struggle with things as well, because we're simply not perfect. So that's also like the undertone of this episode, that these things happen and it's totally normal, and just embrace them. So let's start with the first mistake that I made in Rio. And I was also a bit hesitant to label this as a mistake, because I don't necessarily see this as a mistake. But it is that I was working too much. Now, I am ambitious. I love my job. I love helping people, coaching them, seeing their growth. But I also love growing my own business. I love all the like the marketing and sales aspects of it. And so I can literally work 24/7 if I can get some sleep. I really love what I do. I also like being alone. I'm not an introvert. I'm an ambivert. So I'm somewhere in between intro and extrovert, but slightly more towards the introvert side. And I love being alone, and I love working, you know, just me and my laptop, recording an episode for you guys, writing emails, coming up with strategies and new ideas. And the first 3 months in Rio were more of, they were more relaxed. So I had 3 weeks when I got there, and then I went 3 weeks on holiday, and then I had a couple of more weeks, 3 months in total, where a lot of friends came from the Netherlands or from elsewhere to visit me. So I was working, but I also had a lot of fun and play. So it was a perfect balance. But then the second half, I was really into a hustle mode. And I've shared about this before. And you know, one thing that really frustrated me was that Rio was not the best environment for my hustle mode. But we're not going to talk about that today. So in the second half of Rio, I really wanted to go forward with all my ideas. I had just come back from Arizona from a business retreat, so I was full of ideas and things I wanted to implement. And the trap that I often fall into is that I just work. And I do not necessarily think that that is a mistake, because I also applaud my own ambition. However, it becomes a bit of a mistake when everything else takes the second place, takes the back seat. So I'm someone who feels like, okay, first I need to work and then I can exercise, or then I can do something fun. And when you have a long to-do list and a lot of ambition, the work never really is done. So I found myself working 8 till 5, 8 till 6. I took breaks, of course, and then scheduling everything else in for the evening. And that is okay. You can have periods like this. But I think in Rio, it became a mistake because, as I said, everything else took a backseat. But I wasn't at home with a big inner circle of friends around me or certain social structures. I didn't have that in Rio. So when I started focusing a lot on my work, I didn't have so many other things in place. And you will hear at the end of this episode how all the three mistakes are so related to each other. But the first one was really this, like the too big a focus on the work. And in hindsight, I think maybe I would have tried to work a little bit less, or at least schedule more fun time in as well. And I didn't. So I ended up working a lot from home alone and not so much doing anything else during the day. That is a mistake because I needed other elements in my life to feel good. And I can totally have big, busy work periods where I just focus on work, but it do needs to be balanced a bit. Either when it's a longer period, you need to have, you know, a couple times a week, you need to have something else, or you can work for 2-3 weeks straight, but then it's followed by a week of more fun and play. But in Rio, it wasn't like that. I was just working hard for 2-3 months. And that just didn't bring out the best in me. And that is actually linked to mistake number 2. And that is that I wasn't so social. So I didn't invest enough in my social life. Now, I have some reasons for this. Number 1 is that I had a lot of friends who came to visit me. And I was so grateful for them. It was so much fun. I had friends coming from the Netherlands, from Belgium, even from Australia. From more places, actually. And it was really, really nice spending time with them in the country that I love so much. However, since they came pretty spread over those 6 months, but especially in the beginning, and the beginning or the mids period, I was also traveling a lot. I didn't have a lot of time or, and this was the most important one, a lot of incentive to find my own friends. So I'd actually made some friends, some really good friends, but they left, which is just the price you have to pay for expat life. I found a few girls I got along with so well, and that was really nice, but they left. And so there was a point in, especially the second half of Rio, I had just returned from Arizona. I started going work. And after 2-3 weeks, I realized, ooh, I'm actually alone a lot because I work a lot and I don't have this big social life. So I realized already then, shit, I made a mistake because I should have invested in my social circle here in Rio more in the beginning. And I hadn't done that because I had so many friends coming to visit, or I was traveling, or I was working. And there was that time that I felt like, okay, carnival's over, all the fun is over, it's me going to work. But I don't actually have really good friends that I can just call up and say, hey, want to hang out? Yes, there were people I could call and I did that. However, I also wasn't feeling great. And this is something related to mistake number three. But at some point, I got ill. I got some kind of virus and I really didn't feel good for 3 weeks. And so I was really tired and just not feeling good. So after a day of work, I didn't feel like going out with people I didn't know so well. I just wanted to be with people with whom I could be my real self, like not putting in this social energy that much. Because as a non-extrovert, this cost me energy. But I didn't have those people, and that was my mistake. I hadn't invested enough for a real social circle that gives me energy. So I've said this before in, I think in the very first episode, that it's really good to know whether you are an introvert or an extrovert or an ambivert like me, because then you know what kind of social situation gives you energy. And in my case, I recharge my energy by being home alone. You know, it's Saturday now as I'm recording this, and I love being home alone here in my house and not doing anything with anyone today. This is how I recharge. I had a busy social week, and so this weekend is the perfect antidote to that. An extrovert really needs people to have their battery recharged, and a full introvert really needs to be alone a lot more. So my real mistake here was that I hadn't invested in the type of friends that would meet my social battery when I physically wasn't feeling fantastic. So I don't like big groups of people. I don't like going out with a bunch of strangers. I like one-on-one conversations, good dinners, talking about business, about life, about love, that kind of stuff. There were definitely occasions for me, like there are a bunch of digital nomads in Brazil, in Rio, not so many, but they exist. But I didn't have the energy to go there and hang out with them, because these are often people who just stay for a month and it felt a bit too superficial for me. So I kind of avoided those type of meetings or get-togethers with just traveling people. I did hang out with the Dutch people because of that group. Most of them, I'd say like 90% actually lives there for a longer time. So that was more the energy that I was in myself. So the mistake, just to repeat it for myself, was that I hadn't invested enough. And if I am in good energy, physically, mentally, emotionally, that's no problem, because then I just meet new people and I find my way around. But when something is going on, whether that's a virus or, you know, my heart gets broken again or something else, this is when I don't have the energy to go out and meet new people and do just a lot of superficial social stuff. And so this is when I need some, yeah, different kind of friends the most. So if you're listening to this, like, my tip for you will be really to assess if you are an introvert or an extrovert or an ambivert, what kind of social situation you need to recharge your battery, and to honestly assess for yourself if that is the case for you right now. Because, and this was why I was a little bit ashamed about it, because I always say, like, the first thing you have to do is invest in your social circle, because at first it's really easy to do that when you just arrive, because people want to meet with you. But you're going to need that circle when things aren't going so well. And this was exactly what happened for me. And then I didn't have that social circle. So I was very alone. I wasn't lonely. There were some times that I felt a bit lonely, that I thought, oh, I just want to be with people that I really know. I started missing my own friends from back home as well. But most of the time it wasn't loneliness, it was just being alone. But in hindsight, or for the next time, I'd say, okay, this is definitely a thing I have to prioritize more, because I don't naturally do that all the time. Okay, and then mistake number three is that I stopped exercising. Now, I am someone who loves running. I usually don't need any push or external motivation or a goal to go out running. I've run 2 marathons, full marathons before, a bunch of half marathons. I usually go running at least once a week. I do have my periods that I'm relatively lazy, that I only run 5-6K and that's it. But just before going to Rio, I was actually running 12, 14, 16 kilometers again here in The Hague. And I continued doing that in Rio, which was a lot harder, by the way, because it's so hot there and so humid. So it was really tough running there. So I had reached a point that I was running 16K. And then I also started doing personal training with a trainer, Hoberti, who was a fantastic PT. I loved exercising with him. We trained twice a week. And I really started to see progress. You know, I felt I got stronger. My whole posture changed as well. I was in the process of slightly tweaking my training schedule somewhat because I wanted to find the right balance between running and gym workouts. And I was just thinking of training 3 times a week with him when I got a message from him saying that he had an accident and that he couldn't exercise nor train again probably for at least 2 months. And I was really devastated when I heard that. I almost had to cry, obviously for him, also knowing the social context in Brazil, where if you get ill, that does not necessarily mean you have some sort of social service who can provide you with some money in the meantime. But also for me, I felt sad, if I can say that, because I was really looking forward to training with him more. Like, the two of us were really a good couple working together, and I was really excited about what more we could achieve. And then it didn't happen. So that was a bit of a blow, because I do not really go to the gym by myself with, you know, a lot of excitement. I have some classes here at the gym where I go because it's a nice group and it's only 30 minutes. But a real like weight training, I do it because I know it's good for me, but it doesn't really excite me that much. So I need a personal trainer. And so what I feared was happening. The first week without him, actually, I went to train by myself once, but then I just stopped going. Also because that gym was awfully full and it was just horrible getting a workout in if you are by yourself, at least with a PT, that the PT can reserve some of the machines for you or can talk with the people there. And so I stopped going. And then I got ill. I got this virus and I really felt like not good enough to even go for my 5K run. I really felt a bit dizzy and shivery all the time. I was super tired and yeah, I thought I'm not in a position to run right now. So I also stopped running. I wanted to give my body some rest. But then 1 week turned into 2 weeks, 2 weeks turned into 3 weeks, and then 3 weeks had gone. I hadn't done anything. And this was when I was a bit like, oh shit. And then combined with number one, that I was working so much, I also stopped prioritizing my health or my exercise, at least. I also had some issues with my stomach, so that was also playing in the background. And maybe I went for another 5K, maybe 2 or 3 times. But I was struggling with them. Like, it was really difficult for me after being ill. And yeah, you know how it is. Almost everyone knows this. If you stop exercising, you get out of that exercise routine, and then it's so hard to get back on track again, to start again. And so I got lazier and lazier. I was just working a lot. This was just before the launch of Touch Base, my new course. Doors open again in September. And I was in launch mode, and so I was really busy, and that's when I prioritized work over exercise again and again, especially because I also didn't feel that great. Nor did I feel that usual excitement of let's go for a run. I just didn't feel it. But I know this. I can't believe I fell into the same trap again. I start to feel worse. I mean, not that I felt bad already, but I stop feeling fantastic if I stop exercising, especially if I stop running. Running is my everything. And so that happened. So I was physically not feeling great. And then mentally, I was also struggling a bit. And that was combined with the fact that I was working a lot. So I was a lot in my head. I also wasn't sleeping well because of the noise, you know, that also played a role. And then I also wasn't seeing enough people. So there was a whole week that I hadn't seen anyone. And I was like, fuck, this is bad. And this was when thoughts started to come up as well, like more criticizing thoughts. I used to be someone who made looked very confident, but I wasn't. I had a lot of, my inner critic was very, very present when I was younger. I felt like an imposter. I always thought I was not good enough. I had really harsh thoughts sometimes about myself or about other people even. And I've changed a lot in the last couple of years, and coaching has been the key factor in changing that. But when I don't physically feel good, this is also the time when when those thoughts come up again and I mentally start to not feel good too, and emotionally either. So I noticed I was in this downward spiral, and now this sounds probably more serious than it really was, but I'm just speaking about how it was relatively for me. I've been in way worse situations before, but since I have been trained as a coach and I've done so much personal work, inner work, and I've been through so many things, grief and so much else, I am really so much more aware of how I feel and what goes on inside of me. And so I noticed that it was a change, and it was nothing like it has been before in certain times, but it still was a change, a downward change from how I was feeling. And I didn't want that, but it was so difficult to get out of it because physically I didn't have the energy and I didn't feel good. Mentally I was like, ugh. And then I was also busy too much with work and feeling quite some pressure. And then I didn't have social balance. I didn't have enough social interaction to truly balance that, to get myself out of my head and out of my house, to do something fun and to add more play and lightness to everything. And what also happened was that it was toward the end of my stay, and I was also feeling, you know, like I only have a couple of more weeks to go. I don't feel like investing in a social circle anymore. I don't feel like investing too much in this city. And the only way out that I really saw was like, I just want to go home. That is the easiest way out of this situation, because I know that will change everything for me again. And if I would have stayed another 6 months in Rio, then that wouldn't have been my thinking. Then I would have kicked myself in the butt and be like, okay, you've got to change your exercise. You've got to change your thoughts. You have to find more friends. I would have totally done that. But since I was so close to leaving, I thought, you know what? I'm really tired of Rio and I don't want to invest in it anymore. I just want to get out of this situation so I can have a fresh start and be my usual self again. So that is very honestly how I felt at the end of my stay. I have to say, leaving also put some nice pressure on it. Then all of a sudden I felt like, oh, I'm going to miss Rio. I'm going to leave the city. So I only have one more week to do all the things that I still want to do and have coffee at the places where I still wanted to go. So I did those things. So I had a really nice last week, also with a lot of people to say goodbye to. So that whole week was a perfect week because I went for a run, last 5K run on the beach. I had a lot of social fun. I worked a little bit less. So all the mistakes that I was making before, I kind of erased them in the last week. And that's when I had a really fun week again. But yeah, and now that I'm here, I feel so happy and just being my old self again, because I'm in an environment that really matches with what I need and want right now, but also because I was aware of these mistakes as I was making them and I wanted to avoid them here. So one of the things that I've been doing since I got back, because these three things, I have made these mistakes often, like this is not the first time. And so I know they can come up again, even here, or maybe especially here back home. So to avoid ending up in this situation again, I told myself that every day I want to do one of three things. And that is either do something new, do something social, or do something sporty. Now, the last two, you know why now. And the new thing is because, as even though you might not expect it, I am someone who somewhat likes certain routines. So I love exploring the world and I don't like to be stuck in a rut and having a daily routine that is the same for more than 2 months. I like to spice things up. But when I find myself, let's say I go to Rio again, I quickly create a sort of area that I stay in. Like I also never really left, well, not also, but it was rare that I left Ipanema. So I have my places where I get coffee, I have my walks, I have my things. And I kind of just get stuck in there. And this is when I start to feel not good, because I need that alternation and that variety in my daily life. But I also know that somehow naturally, I'm not always the person that seeks it in the small stuff. So yes, I go out and travel and I do all the big stuff. I quit my job to start my own business. But in the daily life, kind of small things, I need to push myself sometimes to get out of that daily comfort zone and really explore new things. And this is also related to mistake number one of working too much. that I just kind of get in that mode of I need to work, work, work. And then, you know, with the time that, or space that's left, I do the things that I always do. So this is why I told myself I also want to do something new, because that helps me to give that variety that I seek, the alternation, to add that newness to my daily life, even when I'm not traveling. And to help me, I don't know, it helps me to continue stimulating my senses, to feel fresh, to feel inspired, to feel triggered even sometimes. That is also good, because that helps me at least to be my best self. And some people need more routine, but for me, I need quite a lot of newness in it. And it also helps me to avoid working so much. So now, ever since I've been back, every day, except for one day maybe, I did something new, I did something social, or I did something sporty. And this really helps me so far to avoid making these three mistakes. Okay, I really would love to hear what you think of this, because when I share these three things, not just the three mistakes, but also the three things I need to choose from every day, more people told me, oh, that is so interesting and so helpful, because they run into the same pitfalls. And having this little thing like, okay, every day I have to choose one out of these three, really help them to maintain their own balance. Now, these three are my three, but maybe you have something else. Maybe you make different kind of mistakes. Maybe you also work too much, but you never make time for yourself because all the time goes to your work and your family. Or maybe you never really exercise, or you do too many social things. I don't know. There's a bunch of mistakes that we all make, right? Or maybe you call home too often because you find it difficult to make friends when you live abroad. If you struggle, wherever you are, at home or abroad, identify what mistakes you're making, and also identify what you really need in your life to feel your best self. And for me, that's like alternation and exercise for sure. And add something to your day like I do, like one out of three things or one out of four or two, whatever, that you can just tick off, knowing for yourself, okay, if I do this every day, then I'm gonna stay more balanced. So I hope this episode was useful. And again, I would really love to hear what you think of it, because like I said, I felt a bit like, ooh, should I be sharing this? And I'm glad that I did, because I think it's useful. But I would also really love to hear if it changed your thinking, if you recognized anything that makes you feel like, okay, I'm not the only one, thank God, who's going through this. I would really love to hear. So please feel free to send me a message via DM on LinkedIn or Instagram. I always respond personally. I always love hearing what you think about the episode, because, you know, I record them on this sunny Saturday here in The Hague, but maybe you listen to them 6 months from now, somewhere in Africa or Asia, and you have your own struggles in life, and you listen to this episode, and maybe you learn something and you apply it and it helps you. So I'd love to hear about that. And I'm really open to your messages always on the social media channels where I am. Thank you so much, and have a good day wherever you are, and talk to you next time.